This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO of CopSync, Inc. I really love their technology and their products. They are a technology company that improves communications between and among law enforcement officers and agencies from different jurisdictions to help them prevent and respond more quickly to crime. Ron, thank you and welcome to the show.
Everett, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, give me a little bit of background on yourself and a little background of your company, and then we're going to get into the Q&A.
Okay. I've been the CEO of CopSync since 2010. My prior experiences has been with a publicly held startup and emerging technology companies. So prior to this, I was a senior executive at a NASDAQ company by the name of Zix Corporation, NASDAQ, Z-I-X-I, which provides encrypted email for HIPAA and GLIBA compliance via SaaS business model. Part of that, I was the senior executive at a NASDAQ company, Amtech Corporation, NASDAQ AMTC. That was in the radio frequency identification business. And most notably, we applied that technology for a purpose of electronic toll collection systems throughout the U.S. and the world. In fact, we installed the first electronic toll collection system in the U.S. in Dallas, Texas, many years ago.
Huh. So give us a little bit of what CopSync, what kind of problems do you solve in America today? What does your hardware and your software actually do?
Yes, a great question. Everett, we have two related products. One is services, actually. We offer software as a service. One is designed to solve the following problem of there being 18,000 state and local law enforcement agencies in America, and they're not able to communicate effectively. So what this means is that information known to one law enforcement officer in one agency pertaining to someone that maybe, for example, has threatened to kill a police officer, someone that's known or suspected to be involved in narcotics trafficking, someone who's the brother-in-law of the Mexican gangster El Chapo.
Right.
This type of information might be known to a law enforcement officer in one agency, but yet none of the other 1.1 million law enforcement officers in America are going to know that. And hence, when these other officers encounter that vehicle, that individual, they're going to be at an information disadvantage. What we're doing is we're connecting all law enforcement officers in America with our system so that they can share this mission-critical, actionable information and communicate crimes in progress. So, for example, this not only does this inability to communicate affect a law enforcement officer's safety and their ability to be effective, it also affects their ability to catch child kidnappers and bank robbers or stolen vehicles, things of this nature, because once someone kidnaps a kid in City X and they drive 10 miles, they're now in the county, and the city has no way to communicate to the county law enforcement officers that there's a kidnapper driving their way. This is scandalous with America, horrifying, actually. America, the greatest technology country in the world, doesn't have this. The law enforcement officers are still using pen and paper and fax machines, you know, their 18th century technologies to communicate.
Yeah, so the next county would pick up that Amber Alert if they had your software and your hardware in their cars.
The concept is Amber Alert, but it really isn't. As people said, it's Amber Alert on steroids. So let me tell you exactly how this our system will work.
Yeah, please
so,
do.
So what we talk about is providing officers a software application that resides on the computers in their patrol car. It's an application that also resides on their mobile device. And so, for example, every officer then, we know their location via GPS. So, for example, if a dispatcher in X City gets a call, comes in that says that the child has just been kidnapped and that car is heading westbound, that's all they know. Okay. So the dispatcher then can pull up a map of the area, create a using the software application on the computer in his or her dispatch center there, create a geographical object on the map, geofence it, and type out a message, boom, hit send, and then within seconds, every patrol officer then within the scope of that geographical object that's been created gets a message in their patrol car or on their if they're a foot patrol on their mobile device, that there's this crime in progress and they're looking. And so this is what we're talking about, the ability to send crimes in progress information across a vast geographical area in the circumstances where the law enforcement officers have no idea where that person is going, but what they do know is that they were here 5 minutes ago, and then within 5 minutes they could only have got one thing, you know, X distance.
Absolutely.
So therefore you can geofence an area and get an alert out there in seconds. That's what we're talking about doing. In addition, we're connecting schools and other facilities under threat as well. We put a software application in the school, on all the computers, all the mobile devices of the teachers. The threat arises, you push the application, the alert goes three places. One, within the school, so everybody gets instant silent notification of the threat. Two, the alert goes directly to the dispatcher in the dispatch center, and it goes directly to the closest patrol officers in their patrol car. And then we create a chat room so that the responding officers and the dispatcher can talk digitally, i.e. to the chat room, with people that are under threat. We give the officers a map so they know how to get there and a school diagram. And, of course, the purpose is to save minutes in those circumstances where seconds count. We call that COPSYNC 911. And we're the only company in America, to my knowledge, that is connecting facilities under threat and people under threat directly to the cops and their patrol cars.
My guest today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO of COPSYNC, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. They also have a warrant out there trading under the ticker symbol COYNW. Ron, let me ask you this. What is the, you know, you bring up a very interesting question. What is the competition in your field?
With respect to the law enforcement service, and we call this the COPSYNC Network because we're a network or connecting law enforcement officers, we are the only company in America that is doing this. And so our objective as a company, of course, is to take advantage of this early mover advantage that we have and to spread across the U.S. as quickly as we can. On the alerting side, the threat alerting side, with this product we call COPSYNC 911, there are other companies, of course, in America that have some type of text messaging-based alerting systems and door locking systems and things of this nature. And they're wonderful for those purposes. However, from my knowledge, we're the only company in America that is connecting facilities under threat directly to the cops in their patrol car. And the reason why we're able to do that is because we have this vast network of law enforcement officers across the U.S., and which inherently have the ability to receive these alerts.
How big is your market? Have you guys penetrated 5%, 20%? What's the future? And what's your growth look like for COPSYNC in this market space?
We have penetrated in the single digits. So, for example, to put some metrics around this, with respect to the number of law enforcement agencies in America, there are 18,000 of them, 18,000 law enforcement agencies. We have, at this point, we have fewer than 1,000 of those. So we have quite a bit of better work to do in this regard, and which creates an enormous amount of opportunity, of course, for the shareholders. On the school side, there's 100,000 public schools in the U.S. And of the 100,000, we may have 2,000 of them, say, under contract. And so it's 2% of the market in that regard. And not to mention all the courthouses, government buildings, energy infrastructure, facilities, et cetera. The point being is there is enormous greenfield opportunity. All of these customers will come on someday and will pay us an annually recurring software as a service fee. Our technology platform is hosted in the Microsoft Azure cloud, which gives us this infinite repeatability, scalability, sustainability. We all know that software as a service platforms enjoy very, very attractive gross margins. And our objective is to take advantage of our early mover opportunity here, use network effects, the tipping point effects, the domino effect, however you want to think of it, then to bring law enforcement agencies and schools and other facilities onto our network as quickly as possible.
My guest today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO of COPSYNC, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. Now, let me ask you, 2015, you guys had $6.1 million in revenue. What's the future for the company going forward, and how do you see you guys penetrating the market going forward?
The future for the company is very bright, and let me tell you why. Because we are continuing to add to our presence in the state of Texas. We had 20% of all the law enforcement agencies in Texas are already on the COPSync network. We're planned. We continue to add that day after day, week after week, month after month. And we're going, number one, number two, we're going to sign sometime soon, or they'll say in the near future. How about that?
Okay.
In the near future, we're going to sign a tier one law enforcement agency in the state of Texas. There's no question about that because they desperately want this information. They desperately want this ability to communicate with the other 20% of the law enforcement agencies in the state we have on the system. And so once we're able to successfully sign one of those tier one law enforcement agencies, that's going to then create this domino effect where you're going to have all these other agencies on the system that are going to want to come on because we have the good housekeeping seal of approval, so to speak, from a tier one law enforcement agency. Once we tip Texas and bring these Texas law enforcement agencies, that is 8% of all the law enforcement officers in America on the system. And then we have the other 49 states that we're continuing to sell in as well.
Do you have any future?
Not to mention all the schools.
Right, right.
We're in 10 states right now. We're in 10 states now with law enforcement agencies in the schools.
Do you have any future products in the pipeline that are in R&D that you guys are going to bring that out and commercialize?
Yes, we do. We recently announced a collaboration with a company by the name of LifeWatch. LifeWatch is in the, for those listeners that may not know, they're in this medical device alerting space. We've all seen the commercial, I've fallen down, I can't get up,
exactly.
Those type of commercials. And so this is the space they're in, and we're collaborating with them to develop a handheld device that can be used in the schools and other facilities to accompany our software-based COPS 911 threat alerting. So, for example, not only would people be able to send the alerts via the computer or their cell phone, we would then give them a mobile device that would then trigger these alerts as well.
My guest today is Ron Wessner. He is the CEO of COPSync, trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COYN. In closing here, Ron, is there anything you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yes, I want to remind your listeners and the public that law enforcement officers in America serve a noble purpose. They fulfill the most basic human need, and that is the human need to be safe.
Absolutely.
They're keeping us safe. They're keeping us safe in our schools. They're keeping us safe in our homes. They're keeping us safe in our churches, in our communities. And God bless these brave men and women, and they certainly deserve our honor and our respect.
Ron, thank you for coming on the show. That's Ron Wessner with COPSync. He's the CEO, trading under the ticker symbol COYN. Ron, we're going to be checking back with you in the next couple of months to see how things are going with you and your company. And again, thank you for coming on Stock Day.
Everett, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.